Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, April 23rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news: a 20-year-old woman and her 4-month-old son died on Thursday, April 22nd. Shortly after the car they were riding in was struck by an Amtrak train, the driver of the vehicle, who is the boy's aunt and the sister to the other victim, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. All three were from Avon Park. The crash occurred at about 3:17 p.m. on South Scenic Highway between Livingston Lake Road and U.S. 98. Deputies from the Polk County Sheriff's Office arrived at the scene and found Shayla Cobb deceased. The child, Kingston Scott, suffered significant injuries and was transported to Florida Hospital Heartland in Sebring, but was deceased upon arrival. The driver was identified as 26-year-old Kayla Cobb. She suffered an injury to her leg and was transported to Lakeland Regional Health. There were no injuries to anyone on the Amtrak train. The family members were traveling in a white Kia sedan. According to the preliminary investigation, the Kia was going south on South Scenic Highway, and the Amtrak train was also southbound. Evidence and witness statements revealed that as the train approached the road, the warning lights were operational and the crossing arms were in the down position. The driver of the Kia drove the car around the crossing arms, and before it was able to clear the tracks, the train struck the car on the passenger side behind the rear door. The impact split the car in half, propelling the back seat area about 50 feet. The child and his mother had been seated in that portion of the car and were ejected. Despite a child safety seat being found, the initial investigation indicates that none of the occupants were properly restrained in their seats. The Florida Department of Transportation assisted with traffic control while Scenic Highway was closed for approximately 4 hours, and the crash is still under investigation. Your local events: individuals 18 and older can walk up with no appointment for their COVID-19 vaccine today from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. So you still have an hour to wait for the next opportunity. The location is at the Hardy County Agri-Civic Center at 515 Civic Center Drive in Wauchula. And two great events happening a week from today, Friday, April 30th. The Ladies Ministries of Faith Temple Ministries Church of God will be hosting their annual Spring Yard Sale on Friday, April 30th and Saturday, May 1st, both starting at 8 a.m. Lots of good items, so stop by and find a bargain. And they will also have pulled pork dinners for sale. For $10, you can get a full-size pulled pork meal to enjoy. Pickup is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. next Friday. And you can call your orders in, listen carefully, to 863-773-3800 or 863-773-9255. The numbers again for you are 863-773-3800 or 863-773-9255. Your jobs here in Hardy County: the City of Wauchula is looking for a customer service specialist, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 to 3 years of clerical, computer, and administrative experience are required, and bilingual fluency is preferred. Hardy Fresh is looking for a production planner, a bachelor's degree, and 1 year of manufacturing and management experience are preferred, and Alexander's Contract Services is looking for a water and electric meter reader. A high school diploma or GED and a driver's license are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com is the email, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 76 degrees out, feels like 82, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds east-northeast at 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 15. Humidity slightly humid at 54%, the dew point's 58. Cloud cover 46%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon, and a 20% chance of rain. And Saturday night, mostly clear in the evening, then partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows around 70, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather reporting and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Cotton prices are seeing some bullish factors come into play. USDA's latest WASDE report revealed higher exports, along with a smaller crop last year, continue to eat at overall supplies. USDA showed ending stocks now sit at 3.9 million bales, equivalent to 22% total disappearance. National Cotton Council CEO Gary Adams tells AgWeb.com it's not just smaller supplies, but a revival of cotton demand is also helping cotton prices. New Zealand will stop exporting livestock by sea following a transition period of up to 2 years, citing animal welfare concerns, a decision that will affect major trading partners like Australia and China. The ban was welcomed by animal welfare groups but caught the farming industry by surprise. According to DairyHerd.com, New Zealand's primary sector exports revenue has averaged around $42.32 million a year from 2015 to 2019. New Zealand exported over 113,000 cattle by sea last year. The National Pork Producers Council and the American Farm Bureau Federation gave oral arguments last week before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, asking the court to strike down California's Proposition 12 as unconstitutional. Prop 12, set to begin implementation in January of next year, imposes arbitrary animal housing standards to reach outside California's borders to farms across the country and bans the sale of pork that doesn't meet those standards. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. We'll get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. On the Farm Traveler podcast, I sit down with farmers, ranchers, entrepreneurs, and others in the agriculture industry. One past guest is helping members of the Florida timber industry by improving available resources provided by the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences Extension Services. Daniel Leonard is the Calhoun County IFAS director and has been reworking the county's extension service since he took over in 2019. Calhoun and many of the surrounding counties are home to countless timber farms in North Florida. In Florida, the timber industry brings in about $25 billion annually and covers around 17 million acres. Daniel explains his role in improving the outreach and helping local timber farmers.
Extension just in our county did not have much to offer in the way of forestry resources. So I've come to know like Extension is just such a great resource to bring research to the public.
Not only do educational opportunities help, but the Extension Service also helps connect farmers with experts on various topics.
The second thing Extension is that's a really good benefit. It's just being a great diagnostic tool for all types of clientele. So if somebody can text me a picture of a leaf and without driving anywhere or really even talking to them, I can tell them what that plant is, what's going on with it, and you know that's just really powerful.
To hear more of my interview with Daniel and his work with the University of Florida's IFAS and other interviews, just look for Farm Traveler on your favorite podcast app.
Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Well, get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bob Agnew. The White House is bringing out billionaires and CEOs to help sell President Biden's climate-friendly transformation of the U.S. economy. The president spoke about the implications for workers.
We must ensure that workers who have thrived in yesterday's and today's industries have as bright a tomorrow in the new industries, as well as in the places where they live, in the communities they have built.
The German car and truck company Daimler had a strong rebound in the first 3 months of the year.
Profits shot up to 4.4 billion euros from the same period a year ago. That was when the company had to shut down and conserve cash during the first phase of the pandemic and barely made a profit. Now the Stuttgart-based maker of Mercedes-Benz is riding the recovery of the global economy, particularly China.
Jeremy House reporting Southwest Airlines says it earned $116 million in the first quarter thanks to federal aid. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start in the NBA where the Bucks end their home losing skid by knocking off one of the two teams ahead of them in the Eastern Conference standings.
Giannis Antetokounmpo dropped in 27 points, and Chris Middleton had 24 as the Bucks down the Sixers 124-117. Antetokounmpo says they played a strong game.
From start, you could see that everybody was locked in. You know, and defensively also, we were really extremely locked in. And offensively, we were able, as I said, to find one another and just knock down shots.
Bobby Portis added a season-high 23 points as the Bucks ended a five-game home losing streak. Milwaukee never trailed and led by as many as 21 to defeat Philadelphia for the fourth consecutive time. Joel Embiid scored 24 points for the Sixers, who also received 20 points from Shake Milton off the bench. The Sixers fell back into a first-place tie with the Nets in the Eastern Conference. I'm Dave Ferry.
Elsewhere yesterday, it was the Pelicans over Orlando 135-100. This is SRN Sports. More NBA Finals, Boston 99, Phoenix 86. The Spurs over the Pistons 106-91. Bulls 108, Charlotte 91. And Dallas stopped the Lakers 115-110. Moving on to Major League Baseball yesterday, just three games in the American League. The Yankees beat the Indians 6-3. It was Seattle 7, Boston 3, and Houston got the better of the Angels 8-2. In the National League, Arizona 14, Reds 11. The Cubs gave the Mets the slip 4-3, while the Giants shut out Miami 3-0. It was the Padres 3 and the Dodgers 2. Interleague play, one game, Pittsburgh 4 and the Tigers 2. In the National Hockey League yesterday, it was the Penguins over the Devils 5-1, Tampa Bay 3, Columbus 1. Boston got the better of Buffalo by a 5-1 score. Maple Leafs over the Jets 5-3. The Capitals needed a shootout to beat the Islanders 1-0, Philadelphia 3, and the Rangers 2. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: if I were a wizard, I would enjoy turning objects into glass. Just wanted to make that clear. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.